този ред на мисли вече има да установя директно телефонна линия със самата Анджела. Hey, Анджела, hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, where are you at the moment?
In Sweden.
Aha, Анджела Госов в момента е в Швеция. Well, this time talking with you is about this forthcoming DVD of yours. And to be honest with you, I mean, on 2 years ago we spoke with Michael Amott about the Live Apocalypse DVD. So tell us, what is the new thing on this new one?
Well, it's a completely different angle, obviously. The Live Apocalypse kind of shows the band in action in London, and a lot of backstage stuff, and how the band is in general with interviews, trying to show us more as, you know, personalities and how we are in general when we are on stage. But the new DVD, Tyrant of the Rising Sun, is just very special, targeted on the Japanese market. It basically shows, you know, the secrets why Arch Enemy is so big in Japan, and how Japan is like for us, and how the people are there, because Japan has always been a huge part of Arch Enemy's history, and a lot of people kept wondering, so why is that, and how is it there, and we just kind of tried to capture that in that new DVD.
Mm-hmm. Different angle, as you said. Съвсем различен ъгъл към нещата предлага новото DVD на Arch Enemy, Tyrants of the Rising Sun, защото, ако си спомняте, преди близо 2 години и половина имахме възможност да говорим тук с Майкъл Ламът, китариста на групата, по повод предишното им DVD Life Apocalypse. Каква е разликата между тези отделни DVD издания? Анджела каза, предишното беше по-ориентирано към нас самите, беше снимано в Лондон, имаше бекстейдж кадри, интервюта и показваше какви сме ние музикантите. Сега в Tyrants of the Rising Sun сме ориентирани изцяло към японския пазар. Показваме как се случват нещата в Япония, тайната на нашия успех, защото Arch Enemy сме много големи в Япония и така нататък. Well, what is the... What is the explanation? Because we know that the Japanese fans are particularly very warm towards the bands that are like the bands they love. What is your explanation? Why actually these guys are so different and so much more passionate about their bands? And if you compare them to people in Europe or in the States?
I think for Japanese people, it's more personal music. It's not so much about showcasing a certain style and having a certain image. It's it's a very personal choice, and they listen to their music on those little private, you know, iPods, headphones. They don't really show it off so much. It's for them, it's their little private moment music. And that's why I think they very much identify with the bands they like, and just hold that in very high regard. It's very important for them, the music part.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because Japan is so overpopulated. They have no real space, and I think their space is a head space they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So music is kind of, you have it on your personal stereo, and that's kind of your world. You can go in there. And I think that's why it's so important to them, really.
Какво обяснява, какво е нейното лично обяснение за това, защо японците са толкова запалени към групите и всъщност са толкова страстно отдадени на групите, които харесват, ако ги сравняваме с феновете тук в Европа или в Штатите. Анджела каза, те възприемат нещата много по-лично. Те слушат музика не за да се показват или да се правят на газари пред другите. Това е много личен избор. Ясно е, че много от тях слушат своята музика на своите персонални айподове и на слушалки, тъй като Япония е една пренаселена държава. Ясно е, че голяма част от света на всеки един човек е вътре в неговата глава. Well, okay, but I mean, with that, beside the fact that your band is very well received in this strange country, strange for us, of course, do you feel at home there, or there are times where you get to be lost in translation, as they say?
I do feel at home there now, but in the beginning, I have to say, I was very much lost in that strange, futuristic world that they have there. Like, I felt like lost in translation in the beginning, because I experienced the same sort of jet lag and the same sort of being overwhelmed by all those impressions and sounds. But I've been there over 10 times now, so I really know that world now. And I have my places where I go to and my favorite shops and bars and my friends. So it has changed a lot. I feel, I know Japan now, and it has changed for me.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, I know.
Попитах я дали се чувства добре от своя страна тя в Япония или се чувства като в онзи знаменит филм Изгубени в превода. Тя каза в началото естествено, че беше така. Губех се по някакъв начин в този футуристичен свят, който има в Япония, но сега вече съм ходила 10 пъти там и вече имам собствени барове, собствени приятели, собствени магазини и се чувствам великолепно. Well, have in mind also the fact that Japanese people, as you said, are like futuristic in a way, and very technological. Yeah. I can imagine that this double deluxe DVD plus double CD thing should be very technological as well. Tell us, reveal some secrets. How many cameras did you have, and did you use any new technologies in like recording and filming and everything?
No, I think that's quite... I mean, Japanese people are very modern, but they're also very traditional, I have to say. It's both worlds in one. You know, you've got the high towering buildings in Tokyo, and next to it there is a very old temple, as you can see in our DVD as well. So it's both. And I think the way they like their content is very traditional. So I think we filmed it with 12 cameras and a crane. And we did it the good old way. We used the same great people that we used on Life Apocalypse, Paul Smith and Andy Sneap, and just basically presented a very high definition concert. I think that's what they like. They like traditional concert with a very good sound and a good picture quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we gave them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. знаем, че така както те са много футуристични, всъщност и са много взискатори към технологии японците и няма как. Дали тя, Анджела Госов, може да ни каже някои тайни по повод това ново тяхно DVD? Тя каза, о не, всъщност японците така както са много модерни, в същото време са и много големи традиционалисти. В нашето DVD можете да видите и един стар храм, извинявам се. Това всъщност е един традиционен концерт, но с изключително високо качество на звука, защото Анди Снип се занимава с него. Снимахме с 12 камери и с кран и мисля, че наистина е много хубаво. Well, did you ask yourself why actually you are so successful in Japan? Is it because traditionally, Japanese people like very much guitar virtuosos, and Michael Ahmad is for sure one of the biggest guitarists of the world of today.
Yeah, I think that's what I said. I think when it comes to music and certain aspects of life, Japanese people are very traditional, and I think they very much respect where Michael's coming from, and Chris as well. They love Scorpions, are huge there, and you know, Dio and Van Halen, lots of like old guitar driven music, Yngwie Malmsteen, and I think these are the elements that they like in Arch Enemy. They like also the combination of melody and speed, like very fast. I mean, Paul Gilbert and Razor X is very big in Japan too, so it's kind of, they're totally into melodic stuff, but it has to be extreme as well. So, mm-hmm. And I think they found that combination in Arch Enemy. And like I said, they can hear the Scorpions and Michael Schenker influences in Michael's playing too. I mean, uh-huh. I think that's what they like. Mm-hmm.
Какво е обяснението на самата нея? Защо по дяволите всъщност толкова ги харесват Япония? Може би защото по принцип е ясно, че японците много харесват технични китаристи. Майкъл Амат, без съмнение, един от тях. Тя каза, да, както казах, обаче, те са както много големи традиционалисти в музиката, харесват и общо нещата. Ясно е, че там много се харесва музика като Scorpions, Dio, Ван Хален или Yngwie Malmsteen. Също така, естествено, много харесват и агресивна музика, екстремна музика. Ясно е също така, че естествено при положение, че самите те могат да видят нещо в свирането на Майкъл от Майкъл Шенкер или Скорпиенс, че го харесват. You personally, did you find any Japanese bands for yourself?
I like the band Shadow. They have a female singer as well. I think she kicks ass. And I like Kokobat. That's kind of a experimental grindcore band. I mean, they have some cool bands there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Very professional as well. But a lot of bands kind of, I like Loud Blast as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of bands, I think a lot of bands actually try to sound too American in Japan,
mm-hmm.
these days. But I mean, they have some really cool bands. Like
Денисовата, тя успяла да открие своята любима японска група. Тя казала, те имат страшно много групи, но повечето от тях се опитват да звучат като американски групи, иначе са големи професионалисти. Естествено, харесвам Loud Blast, че кой не ги харесва. Също така и Shadow. Те също имат една певица жена, която наистина е супер яка. Talking about female front girls. We're actually doing the radio in Tendai's, a concert besides of Benediction, the British guys, of the band Holy Moses, fronted by a lady as well. Do you know her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we are, of course, we come from the same place. We both come from Germany. We have met each other quite a lot on festivals, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, she has been around a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Тя познава изключително. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I joined my first band in 1991, and I don't know, Holy Moses, 84? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a hell lot of time.
Yes.
Holy Moses, групата, която ще бъде тук с Benediction следващата седмица. Естествено, че познава Сабира Класен, казва и аз съм от Германия и двете, въпреки че тя е от доста по-отдавна в бизнеса. Well, actually, we have a band of the week these days, a very modern band called Trivium, and the main guy is half Japanese. Do you like this new wave of on the extreme world scene anyway?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it depends. I think, I mean, Matt Thief is extremely nice, and he's super talented, I think. Very young, is an excellent guitar player. And but I just, sometimes I think this, I miss sometimes a bit of soul and identity in the new stuff, I have to say. I think a lot of new bands are struggling to find their own sound these days, because I think everything has been there already, so I guess it's very hard as well. And it's not really a new band that has totally excited me so far, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Казах и, че тази седмица, група на седмицата тук при нас по Радио Тангра Мега Рок, с Trivium, които, както знаем, техният основен човек, певец и китарист Мат Хифи е полуяпорец. Дали всъщност тя следи и харесва новите групи? Тя каза, ами не. Естествено, Мат Хифи е изключително талантлив китарист, но при новите групи по принцип, не каза специално тази, за която говорим, ми се струва, че понякога им липсва душа. Са по-скоро технични. Actually, Michael said last year that nowadays, I'm quoting him, nowadays it seems like everybody's starting a MySpace page before they can tune their guitar in.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay, so what's next, actually?
We just gonna do something now in December. We basically have to wait a little bit for Carcass to stop their grindcore blitzkrieg over this world, you know, that they're out. And I mean, Michael and Daniel are playing Carcass, so they can't really play in Arch Enemy at the same time.
Of course.
So we're taking a bit of time off and have a little tour in December, and then we're going to be looking at South America now for the beginning of next year, and some European dates as well. But we're taking it step by step. We want both fans to be out there and do a good thing, and so we have been on the road a little bit too much with Arch Enemy, to be honest, so we kind of like the break at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Попитах я какво предстои за Arch Enemy, въпреки че преди това всъщност аз си цитирах нещо, което ми каза Майкъл Ам от миналата година, че в днешно време, като че ли, каза той, повечето групи, нови групи започват, си правят MySpace страница преди да се учат как да си разстройват китарите. А и да, че това, което предстои в момента, не се занимаваме с нещо особено, защото има турне на Каркас, но така или иначе да ще се съберем отново заедно за няколко концерта през декември в Германия, Швейцария и в Бенелюкс изобщо, след което ще ходим в Латинска Америка. Приятно е човек да си взима почивки така от време на време, защото по принцип човек не може да се занимава всеки ден с едно и също нещо, и понякога лично аз се изморявам от участието си в Arch Enemy. Okay, so thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. You rock. Thank you.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah.
I mean, stay true to yourself and conquer even more markets than Japanese, European, America and South America, if anything left.
Yeah, Africa maybe.
Yeah. Thank you, Angela.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Това беше Анджела Госов накрая и пожелах да завладеят колкото се може повече пазари и страни от японския, южноамерикански, американски и европейски. Тя каза, да, може би и Африка. Аз си казах, всъщност, знаеш ли, защо пък не?